We thank the Lord that we can gather here today to observe the Sabbath day.
一起来敬拜神。
Together we come to worship God.
愿天上的真神祝福大家。
May the one true God in heaven bless each and every one of us.
我们来看耶稣雅记。
Please turn to the book of Joshua.
耶稣雅记第三章。
Joshua chapter 3.
耶稣雅记第三章
Joshua 3
第一节
Verse 1
耶稣雅清早起来和以色列众人都离开石亭来到约旦河就住在那里等候过河第二节
2
过了三天官长走遍营中吩咐百姓说
3
你们看见耶和华你们神的约柜 又见祭司利未人抬着，就要离开所住的地方，跟着耶柜去。只是你们和耶柜相离要两两千走，不可以耶柜相近，使你们知道所当行的路，因为这一条路你们向来没有走过。耶稣雅吩咐百姓说：“你们要自洁。” 因为明天耶和华必在你们中间行奇事，耶稣雅吩咐祭司说：“你们抬起耶柜，在百姓前头过去。”于是他们抬起耶柜，在百姓前头走。这一段圣经是记载当时耶稣雅带领百姓要过约旦河的故事。
This is a passage in the Bible describing Joshua leading the people to cross the Jordan.
过去摩西曾经带领以色列人过红海。
In the past, Moses once led the Israelites
to cross the Red Sea. 离开的是这个埃及的地方。
At that time, they were leaving Egypt.
过了红海以后呢，他们就是要进迦南。
After crossing the Red Sea, they intend to go into land of Canaan.
但是因为百姓这个心中的悖逆，他们在旷野就这样飘荡了这个40年。However,
because of the rebellion of the people, that they ended up drifting in the desert for 40 years.
摩西死了以后,
after Moses died,
耶稣雅带领百姓要进迦南地,
Joshua led the people to enter into the promised land.
当他们要过耶旦河的时候,
and when they're about to cross the Jordan,
这也是另外一场的这个征战,
this posed another challenge for them.
而且他们要过耶旦河,
for them to cross this river,
也是要靠着神的带领,
that they need God's guidance in order to do so.
所以耶稣雅他清早起来,
so very early in the morning,
Joshua rose. 和百姓离开石亭,
and he led the people, the Israelites, out of Shittim.
在那里等候过河。
There they waited to cross the river.
在这里第四节有一句话。
In verse 4 it says,
因为这里有一句话说, 这条路你们从来没有走过。
It says that this way you've never been on.
当很多人在迎向2000年的时候,
as we await the coming of the millennium,
对2000年就充满了一种迁徙的盼望,
many people held high expectations and hopes for the new year,
因为明天总是更好的,
because they always see that tomorrow should be better.
当然因为时代在进步,
of course generations are improving itself.
社会环境的变迁,
there are modifications to society's way of life.
生活的水准也慢慢提高,
standards of living are rising.
所以现在这个地球就像一个地球村一样,
so this, we live in a global village.
人跟人之间的距离就拉近了,
the distance between man has been reduced.
所以这个移民的情况也比较多,
and therefore, the incidence of immigration has been on the rise.
我们常常会觉得说, 路是人走出来的,
we often think that paths are trod by men.
当然人要努力,
of course, men has, 你有心智，也有目标。You need your goal. You need to determine yourself.
但是人只有立志，加上努力还不够。But
if you just determine yourself and put in the effort, that's not sufficient.
也必须要神的带领跟祝福。Because
you require God's guidance, God's blessing.
因为这里圣经告诉我们。Here
the scriptures tell us.
这一条路你从来没有走过。You
have never been on this way before.
世界上很多人。
There are many people in this world.
他们是生活是以人为中心,
that they live their lives around men.
所以他的立志加上努力,
so when they determine themselves and put in their effort,
啊, 也得到很多美好的果效,
they will reap their rewards.
但是人走出来的路啊,
but the way that is trod by men,
啊, 有时候是走错了路,
often that way is an errant way.
有时候是走迷了路,
sometimes it's a way that leads to being lost.
有时候也会走偏差,
sometimes they'll deviate from the right way.
啊, 甚至于走的路是冤枉路,
sometimes they go on a way that will lead to,
有的人走到绝路了,
some people go and meet a dead end.
啊, 就开始心慌,
they'll start to lose heart.
啊, 不知所措,
they do not know what's next.
我们一个敬畏神的人,
one who reveres God,
是以神为中心的,
we live around God.
人当然要努力,
we of course have to put in our effort.
无论是读书或者工作,
no matter if you're studying or you're working,
但是我们也要求神带领,
but we also need God's guidance.
我们应该有一种观念,
we should have this notion,
神的路是最美好的,
that God's way is always the best.
我们一生一世应当要走在主的路上,
that whatever we do in life, we only seek to walk on God's way.
过去我们不认识神,
in the past, we may not have known God.
我们走迷了路,
we may be lost.
今天因为主耶稣的拣选,
but today, because Jesus chose us,
因为他的救恩,
because of his salvation,
啊, 他像早晨的日光临到我们,
just like the morning sunlight, he is guiding us.
他把我们的脚, 引到平安的路上,
he will guide our footsteps onto the path of peace.
让我们信了耶稣得到平安, 也得到自由,
so that through him we have received true peace and true freedom.
我们走的路是平安的路,
so that the way we walk on is a way of peace.
是恩典的路,
it's a way full of grace.
你看以色列百姓,
if we look at the Israelites,
他们在他们的, 啊, 这种信仰路程里面,
during their journey of faith,
神带领他们走恩典的路,
how God led them on paths of grace.
诗篇里面说, 神的恩典是一生之久,
Psalm describes how God's grace is lifelong.
创世纪里面, 从11章到50章, 都是记载亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各, 以至于到约瑟的故事。
In Genesis, from chapter 11 to the end, talks about the lives of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, even till Joseph.
你可以看到这三四代的人,
and you see these three or four generations of people,
他们一生的道路啊,
their lifelong journey,
都是以神为中心的,
all revolve around God.
亚伯拉罕离开他的本族户家的时候, 不知道要到哪里去,
when Abraham left his homeland, Ur, he had no idea where he was heading toward.
但是神向他显现,
but God revealed to him,
哦, 应许赐福给他,
even to bless him with promises.
所以他走的路是神所指示的, 神所带领的。
So the way that he ended up walking on is what God wanted him to walk on.
你看以撒的路,
if we look at the way of Isaac,
他虽然挖了水井,
although he dug his wells,
被别人占了,
yet people overtook those wells. 哦,
但是以撒敬畏神,
but Isaac revered God.
后来非利士人来跟他和好,
later, the Philistines decided to reconcile with him.
哎, 讲了一句话,
and they said,
说我亲眼看见神跟你同在,
my own eyes have seen that God is with you.
这一句话就是一种很美好的见证,
this statement is a wonderful witness,
让别人外邦人看到神与我们同在,
that Gentiles can look at you and see that God is with you.
所以以撒他能够在 那个地方有百倍的收成,
and that's how Isaac had plenty in that land.
如果不是神的赏赐,
if it wasn't God's grace,
人怎么能够做得到呢?
How can men do it themselves?
所以以撒的路是神在带领的,
so the way of Isaac is the way of God.
雅各的路也是很波折。
Same as the way of Jacob.
其实他仁义很重。
He is very self-determined, very heavily self-willed.
因为他从小就东抓西抓。
Because even from young, he was one that is grasping things.
但是他有一种心。
But he has a mindset.
也是很难得的，就是他最后抓到神。
And uniquely that, ultimately, he took hold of God.
其实我们一生当中，你无论抓什么，你一定要不要没有抓到神。
In our lifetime, no matter what we're busy trying to grasp, do not ever not grasp God.
所以雅各，圣经里面有一句话说，雅各他到年老的时候，胡着杖头啊敬拜神。
That the Bible describes how in his advanced age, Jacob would continue to worship God by holding on to his staff.
创世纪里面也记载说，雅各他说，神就是一生牧养我直到今天的神。
And Jacob, through the description of Genesis, said that God is the one who shepherded me till all my life.
所以神带领他的路啊。
So God led his way.
神就是他的牧者。
God is his shepherd.
我们今天无论活在哪个地方。
Today, no matter where we live.
神就是我们的牧者。
God is our shepherd.
约瑟的道路也是一样。
Same as the way of Joseph.
神让他年轻的时候就被出卖了。
That God allowed him to be sold when he was so young.
从这个奴仆到换人。
From being a slave to being a prisoner.
后来变宰相。
Later, he became the governor.
这个谁能够预料得到？
How can anyone envisage that?
但是雅各这个约瑟后来他讲一句话。
But later, Jacob said,
说神的意思是好的。
That God's will is always good.
所以神的路是最好的。
Therefore, God's way is always the best.
我们一天过一天，一年过一年。
As we live day by day and through years after year.
我们今天走在主的路上。
Today we walk on the way of the Lord.
是平安的路，是恩典的路。
It's a way full of grace and peace.
也是走生命的道路。
It is walking on the way of life.
当我们活在今天的时候
As we live today,
我们未来的日子
our future days,
也是在神的手中
are also in the hands of God.
当你过了一天
As you pass through one day,
你要会感恩
you have to know to be thankful.
所以有人这样讲
So some have said,
你要为过去的昨日感恩
you should give thanks for the days past.
你要为活着的今天奉献
And you have to offer, contribute to your day today.
你也要为未来的明天交托。
And you have to trust your lives onto your future days.
因为未来的日子，我们要交托在神的手里。
Because the days to come, we have to know how to hand them over into the hands of God.
因为里面有神的应许。
Because within it, God's promise.
也是一种信心的功课。
It is our lesson in our faith.
当1999年的时候
In 1999
9月19号
September 19th
因为这一天很多人认为那是好日子
Because many people thought that was a good day
因为又是1999
Because it was 1999
那刚好又是9月19
And because it was September the 9th month of the 19th day
是九又九
Many nines in that day
所以很多人在那一天结婚
But many people decided to get married that day.
也有很多人在那一天买新房子，刚刚那一天住进去。
Many people purposely buy a house that day and move in that day.
很多人也充满了很大的期许跟祝福。
And many people were extra blessed to each other on that day.
祝福他长长久久，久久长长。
Because of the run on the pun of the Chinese number nine means long and longevity.
可是没有想到
But they never thought.
还不到两天
Not even 48 hours later.
本来长长久久的事
Originally it was all about longevity.
才两天而已就破灭了
only 2 days that notion went out the window.
因为大地震
Because of the great earthquake.
房子都倒了
All the houses fell down.
有一个人买了一栋很大的房子
A person just bought a huge home
地震都垮了
It's completely flat 他说他跑出来的时候，什么都没有了。He said as he ran out, he had nothing left.
他身上只有一只手机了，剩下一只手机。All
he had was his cell phone.
所以世界上有很多事情，真的能够长长久久吗？
Are there really things in this world that is longevity to you?
能够长长久久的，还是在主耶稣的恩典里面。
Things that truly last are things in the Lord.
尤其未来的路啊，我们都没有走过。
Especially the ways of our future, we have never been there.
啊，我是第一次到温哥华教会。
For example, this is the first time I've been to Vancouver Church.
啊，这一条路我也是没走过。
I've never been on this way.
所以要来的时候，啊，也是啊，祷告求主耶稣来带领。
So as I before I came here, I kneeled down to pray. I asked God to guide my every step here.
我们很多同龄要移民来这里的时候，
many of our brothers and sisters before they decide to immigrate to here.
这一条路也是从来没走过。
They've never been on this way here.
啊，也是求主耶稣能够带领，能够来到这边。
Just the same, they ask God to guide their footsteps, guide them here.
求主耶稣常常与我们同在。
And to ask God to always be with us.
这个是以马内利的应许。
And this is a promise through Emmanuel.
因为这个应许很宝贵。
Because this is one precious promise.
因为神的同在。
God with us.
但是每一天的生活啊，都有它的操练。
However, every day we face different training and challenges.
所以在这第三章就讲。
So chapter 3 tells us,
耶稣亚清早起来,
early morning, Joshua rose,
一天过一天的时候,
as day after day they lived,
当晚上过了,
after the night has passed,
我们就期盼等待着天亮,
that we await and we hope for daybreak.
天亮总是带给人一线光明跟希望,
that daybreak brings us hope and freshness of light.
所以耶利米哀歌有一句话这样讲,
therefore in Lamentations it said,
每早晨都是新的,
every morning is a new one.
所以当我们早上起来的时候,
so every morning as we rise,
我们就充满了一种感谢,
we're filled with thanksgiving.
感谢主带领我们平安又过一天,
that we thank the Lord he has led us through another peaceful day.
当我们早上起来祷告,
as we rise in the morning to pray,
我们也是向主祈求,
we pray to God,
主啊，求你能够带领我今天的路程,
Lord, may you guide my every step today,
求主使我出入平安,
Lord, may my comings and going be peaceful,
因为早晨起来,
because when you rise in the morning,
我们能够跟神交通,
we can truly communicate with God,
早晨我们也有很多的, 这个工作, 要开始进行,
and we know there are many things awaiting us to start to do, to work in the morning.
但是我们知道每早晨都是新的,
but we know every morning is a new one to us.
再来耶稣亚他在那里等候过河,
and after this morning he rose and Joshua was waiting to cross the Jordan.
等候是一种交托, 也是一种信心,
waiting is an act of faith, waiting is an act of trusting God.
是一种考验, 也是一种操练。
It is a training, it is a trial.
因为他们从实亭来到约旦河,
because they came from Shittim, they were going toward the Jordan.
实亭这个地方是不毛之谷,
Shittim was a valley land.
但是他们知道神应许的地方是一个美地,
but they know that the promised land is much better.
亚伯拉罕离开加勒底的乌尔,
as Abraham left the land of Ur,
他所要走的路是神应许之地。
He knew that his way was the way that led to God's promise.
但是你可以发现他每一个地方他就是筑坛求告神。
But you'll find that wherever he stopped temporarily, he would erect an altar to call on the name of the Lord.
他这种信仰的生活很宝贵。
And this kind of life of faith is just so precious.
我们也是要把信仰的祭坛建立起来。
That we have to solidly set the foundation of our faith, the altar of our faith.
在我们的生活里面,
so in our lives,
在你的家庭当中,
in our family,
信仰的祭坛要建立起来,
that this altar of faith must be solidly founded.
每一天都交托在神的手里,
that you, every day you can entrust.
有时候有困难的事,
when there's difficulties,
我们也是要祷告求主来引导。
We have to pray to ask God to guide us through those.
约伯他曾经讲过一句话,
Job once said,
他说神知道我的路。
Said God knows my way.
我们来看这个耶伯记。
Please refer to the book of Job.
耶伯记的23章。
Job 23.
耶伯记23章第10节。
Job chapter 23 verse 10.
23章第10节。
23:10.
然而他知道我所行的路。 他试炼我之后，我必如金金。好，这边告诉我们
，Here says，
耶伯啊，他是一个敬畏神的人。Job
was a reverent man.
啊，远离恶事
，that he did he shunned evil.
他也是完全正直的。And
he is completely upright.
但是他还是会遇到一些考验。But
he still met up with tests.
但是他相信神知道他的路。But
he believed that God knows his way.
所以我们的路啊。 是神在引导的
So our way is truly God-led
这个耶利米书跟箴言都有一句话讲
In Jeremiah and Proverbs it said
说人的心筹算自己的道路 但是神在定他的脚步了
That man will devise their own way However, God leads the man's steps
我们来看24章
Please refer to chapter 24
耶伯记24章第23节
Job 24 verse 22
神使他们安稳，他们就有所依靠。神的眼目也看顾他们的道路。使人安稳的是神。One
who truly give you stability is God.
好，所以他们所依靠的是神。So,
in whom they have trust is simply God.
神的眼目啊，无处不在。That
God is ubiquitous.
好，所以我们要会等候。So
we have to learn how to wait for God.
会交托。How
to entrust God.
会依靠神。
To rely on God.
我们看耶利米哀歌,
Please refer to the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米哀歌第3章,
Lamentations.
啊, 耶利米哀歌3章23节,
Lamentations chapter 3 verse 23.
啊, 耶利米哀歌3章23节,
Lamentations chapter 3 verse 23.
每早晨这都是新的, 你的诚实极其广大, 我心里说耶和华是我的盾。 因此我要仰望他，凡等候耶和华心里寻求他的，耶和华必施恩给他。哦，这边告诉我们，每早晨都是新的。It
tells us every morning is new.
神就是我们的份。
That God is our portion.
所以我们要仰望神。So
we have to wait for him.
要等候神。We
have to await him.
要寻求神。We
have to seek him.
哦，说他就施恩给你。And
then he will bless you.
哎，这个是一种信仰的体验。This
is a faith. Experience
也是一种追求了
This is a pursuit
但是后面耶稣雅记第3章有讲
However, in the end of Joshua it said
等候过河
As they wait to cross the Jordan
那么他们经过了几天
After a few days
然后再过河
Then they finally cross the river
但是这个当中有教导他们
But during which they were taught They were taught to allow the Ark of Covenant to be ahead of them.
我们生活啊，要跟着耶柜走。
As we live, we have to put the Ark before us.
耶柜是神立约的证据。
That this Ark of Covenant is the evidence of God's promise to us.
我们要跟着耶柜走。
We have to follow the Ark of Covenant.
圣经里面讲到会幕的真理啊。
The Bible talks about the truth concerning tabernacle.
会幕预表的主。
The symbolism of tabernacle is The Lord.
那这个约柜也有它的预表
And this Ark of Covenant has its symbolism
当然它也表明着我们应当跟着主来走
Of course, it symbolized to us how we should follow God
跟着主走,有主的同在
That you follow God, God shall be with you
雅各他离开家乡的时候
As Jacob left his home
他心里也是很孤单
He became very lonely
所以他在离开这个 他来到这个巴旦亚兰
As he came to Padan Aram
那他枕着石头在睡觉
And he slept there upon a rock
这个圣经说啊，他梦见天梯啊
And the Bible describes how he had a dream of this heavenly ladder
那这个雅各他从别士巴向哈兰走的时候
As Jacob continued to walk toward away from Beersheba
圣经描述说他梦见那个天梯
The Bible describes how he dreamt of this ladder
那神的使者上去下来
You can see angels up and down on the ladder.
那这里面有一个应许,
and there's a promise within this dream.
就是说你无论向东西南北,
that is, no matter what direction you head,
我要与你同在,
I shall be with you.
你到哪里,
where you go, I will protect you.
而且领你归回这地,
and so that you will return to your home. That I will never leave you.
这是神向他应许的,
this is a promise God made to him.
诶,这个雅各,他梦醒的时候,
as Jacob awoke from his dream,
他就想到说, 诶, 神真的在这里,
he thought, God is truly here and I didn't know.
所以神在哪里啊?
So where was God?
神是无所不在的,
God is everywhere.
今天, 神他在这个地方,
today, God may be here.
我们真的不知道,
we may not know it.
其实我们应该要知道,
but we should know it.
神就在我们当中,
God is with us.
所以他说, 这不是别的,
so he said, this is not
哦, 这是神的殿, 天的门,
this is nothing but God's
诶, 这个雅各他就是 跟着耶柜走了,
gate. So this is how Jacob follow the Ark of Covenant.
其实我们可以看到古圣徒啊,
from these examples of the ancient saints,
他们的信仰就是跟着主在走,
their faith was simply one that followed God.
当很多人离开主耶稣的时候,
as many people depart from the Lord Jesus,
主耶稣问彼得啊,
Jesus asked Peter,
他说, 大家都离去了,
he said, everybody departed.
那你也要离开吗?
Are you next?
哦, 这个彼得他就说, 主啊, 你有永生之道, 我们还跟从谁呢?
Peter said, you have the word of the
这个信仰的路啊,
word of eternal life. To whom shall we go?
是看神迹信主的,
that when we talk about faith, many people, they have to have their eyes to see in order to believe.
有的人是吃饼得饱来跟主的,
some people come to believe because they want to have their stomach filled.
有的人走到一半就离开了,
some people, they follow halfway, then they leave.
但是你可以发现说, 我们应该要跟着耶柜来走,
but you'll realize that the only way is to follow the ark.
我们早期有一个郭子言长老,
there was in earlier times there was a elder Guo.
他是湖州人,
he was from Fuzhou.
他在年老的时候啊,
as he advanced in age,
他有讲过一篇道理,
he once gave a sermon.
叫做三不离的信仰, 三不离的信仰,
哪一个三?
一二三的三,
three things that shall never depart from his faith.
那我印象当中有一个很深刻的记忆,
and I have a very deep impression of that sermon.
他说我们今天信耶稣啊,
he said, today we believe in the Lord.
我们要有这种三不离的信仰,
we have to have this notion of the three things about our faith.
第一个你不要离开真神,
first, do not remove yourself from the Lord.
就是我们的主耶稣,
our Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经说, 离开主啊, 你不能做什么?
The Bible describes if you depart yourself from God, you can't do a thing.
我们像葡萄, 这个主像葡萄树, 我们是枝子嘛?
The Lord is the true vine, we're just branches.
所以我们今天信神,
so today we believe in God.
我们不是跟人,
we are not following men.
我们是跟主,
we're following God.
所以他说不要离开真神,
so he said, do not depart from the true God.
第二个你不能离开真理,
second, do not depart from the truth.
真理是神的道,
truth is the word of God.
所以我们今天要活在神的话语里面,
so today we have to live within God's word.
我们不要活在人的话语里面,
do not live within the words of men.
人的话有造就,
men's words could be edifying to you.
对我们有帮助,
it can help you.
但是当没有造就的时候,
but when men's words do not benefit you,
人的话或许会成为我们的伤害,
men's words can become hurtful to you.
所以我们要活在神的话语里面,
so we just have to worry about living in God's word.
世界的潮流会变,
there are many trends in this world and they change,
但是真理不变啊,
but the truth never changes.
所以我们这个不能离开真理,
so we shall never depart from the truth.
所以我们要尊重圣经的话语,
we have to respect every word in the Bible.
第三就是不要离开真教会,
thirdly, do not ever depart from the true church,
因为它是神的家,
because this is the household of God.
他就讲这方面的一些观念,
and he talked very specifically about these notions.
这个就是跟着耶柜走啊,
and this is exactly following the ark.
那第三章又讲到说你要跟耶柜相离两千走,
and chapter 3 continues to say that you have to distance yourself 1,000 yards.
其实在我们的生活当中,
in fact, in our lives,
也是要留意这种操练,
we have to be aware of this kind of tests.
我们人有时候只靠自己的聪明,
Often we end up relying on our own intelligence.
或者靠自己的才能,
or we try to rely on our own ability. That we forget that the result comes from God. So sometimes we find ourselves running ahead of God.
跟在非常的后面,
or we lagging very behind.
其实我们要体会神的心意,
that we truly have to always think of what God may is thinking.
能够知道神的路在哪里,
to find a way that is God's way.
我们看以赛亚书,
please refer to Isaiah.
以赛亚书52章,
Isaiah chapter
53. 52章, 以赛亚书52章第12节,
Isaiah 53 verse 12.
以赛亚书52章12节,
Isaiah 53:12.
你们出来不致急忙也不致疑奔逃，因为耶和华必在你们前头行，以色列的神必作你们的后盾。这边提到说神在我们前面走。
It says how God walks before us.
不是我们人走在神的前面。
It is not God, a man that walks before God.
是神在我们前面走。
It is God that walks before us.
所以我们不能超前啊。
So we cannot overtake God.
而且他做你的后盾。
And he will be your 55A.
耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路，天怎样高过地。 照样我的道路也高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。这边告诉我们，
Here says,
神的意念高过人的意念。
The thoughts of God is way beyond our thoughts.
神的道路高过人的道路。
God's way is way beyond our way.
所以虽然说路是人走出来的，
Although ways are trod by us,
是我们的本分而已了。
It is just our obligation to trot out the way.
但是我们要去体验说神的意念是什么，
But we have to consciously seek after what God's
will is. 神的道路在哪里？
Where is God's way?
所以说我们要能够谦卑啊，与神同行。
So we have to be humble enough to walk with God.
有位美国总统就职的时候，
There was an American president.
他虽然是总统啊,
Although he's the president,
他尊重神啊,
but he respected
他也尊重圣经啊,
God. He respected the Bible.
所以他曾经就职的时候就读了一段圣经。
And as he came into the position, he quoted from the Bible.
他读的是米迦书的6章8节。
He quoted from Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
说神向你所要的是什么？
He quoted that, what is it that God wants from you?
就是行公义，好怜悯。
That is to be compassionate and to be righteous, to be just.
存谦卑的心与神同行。
And with a humble heart, walk with God.
所以一个总统，他虽然是一国之尊。
Although the president is the head of the country.
但是他也知道说他的上面有一位神。
But he was clear that there's one above, way above him, God.
人虽然有人觉得说人很伟大，
Some people may feel certain people are so great.
其实啊，真正伟大的是神。
In fact, only one that's great is God.
人是微小的。
Man is actually frail.
一个伟大的人哦，
A great person,
他不是证明自己的伟大。
He would never prove himself great.
他是为见证神的伟大。
He simply testified God's greatness.
所以他会跟耶柜相离。
So he will distance himself just right away from the ark.
在我们的生命里面,
In our lives,
我们要学习啊, 尊主为大,
we have to know how to put God first in everything.
会尊重神,
how to revere and respect God.
我们在教会里面也是一样,
just the same in church.
我们会尊重神,
we have to respect God.
因为神在我们当中,
because God is with us.
我们有神的话在我们里面,
we have the words of God in our heart.
我们也相信, 我们都是尊主为大的。
And we believe every one of us only reveres God as our center.
有时候我们像有的教会他在开会啊，
Sometimes certain churches as they hold a meeting,
这个开会当中有时候有人的意思。
During the meeting, there are opinions from human beings.
因为每种看法都不同。
Because human beings have different opinions, different views.
但是当我们用主耶稣的心为心，
But if everyone only seek to have Jesus' heart as their heart,
那我们就会发现说，神在当中带领。
Then you'll feel Jesus is guiding you.
那这样就会体会到说, 就是同心合意在兴旺福音的,
then you will feel, experience that you are gathering one accord in trying to progress the gospel.
而不是说人的意念跑在前面,
it's never that men's opinion is what's leading this.
那你人的道路会高过神的道路吗?
Then can men's way ever supersede God?
还是很困难的,
not easy.
所以这也是我们一种学习啊,
so this is lesson to us.
那这个耶稣雅记第三章又讲一段事情,
Joshua chapter 3 continues to say,
他说, 神在你们中间啊, 要行奇事,
said that God amongst you will work his miracles.
要过河啊,
because they have to cross this river.
那这个这条路没有走过啊,
and they never walked this way before.
没有路, 神为我们开路,
there's no way before them, but God's going to open up a way.
以色列人要过红海的时候,
as the Israelites about to cross the Red Sea,
后面有追兵啊,
there are soldiers chasing them.
前面有红海,
they see this impossible way of sea before them.
没有路啦,
there seems no way.
那神的路在哪里啊?
So where's God's way?
这个圣经描写得很好,
the Bible describes this very lucidly.
他说神的道路在海中啊,
it said the way of God is in the sea.
我们看诗篇,
please refer to Psalm.
诗篇77篇19节,
Psalm 77 verse 19.
77篇的19节,
Psalm 77:19.
77篇19节, 你的道在海中, 你的路在大水中, 你的脚中无人知道。 神的道路非常奇妙的。
And this is how wonderful God's way is.
我们再看78篇,
also Psalm 78,
72节,
verse 72.
78篇72节,
Psalm 78, 72.
于是他按心中的纯正牧养他们, 用手中的奇妙引导他们。 他说, 按你心中的纯正, 牧养他们。
That he used to shepherd them with the integrity of heart.
他用手中的奇妙,
using the skillful hands,
在引导他们。
He led them.
我们每个同龄啊,
every brother and every sister,
信主当中都有很多奇妙的见证。
As we live out our life of faith, we individually have our experiences of wonders of God.
或者说, 我们移民来这里, 也是有很多宝贵的体验。
Just a simple fact of immigration to here, that process, we have many wonderful experiences.
因为神在我们中间啊,
it's because God is with us.
有时候你会觉得说, 这条路很困难。
Sometimes you feel that this way seems so difficult.
但是神给我们开路,
but God opens up the way.
有时候你会体会到意外的恩典跟平安,
sometimes you'll just feel those extraordinary graces that is way beyond your thinking.
虽然这一条路你没有走过啊, 可是神在中间啊,
though you've never been on this way, God is with you there.
因为有神在中间,
because God is with you,
未来的事你怎么知道?
How can you know the future yourself?
你不知道会发生什么事?
You cannot even guess what's going to happen.
所以这个神在中间啊, 这是一种体验呢。
Therefore, God being with you, this is a true experience.
在这个西番雅书里面,
in the book of Zephaniah,
有一句话,
it says,
我们来看西番雅书,
please refer to the book of Zephaniah.
西番雅书的第, 第四章,
Zephaniah chapter 4,
第四章的17节,
chapter
西番雅书三章十七节,
chapter 3 verse 17,
西番雅书三章十七节,
Zephaniah 3:17,
耶和华你的神是施行拯救, 大有能力的主, 祂在你中间, 必因你欢欣喜乐, 默然爱你, 且因你喜乐而欢呼, 这里说神在中间,
here it talks about how the Lord your God is with you.
这个西番雅书里头啊,
within this book of Zephaniah,
谈到神在中间谈了三四次,
it talks three or four times about how God is with you.
说他在你中间,
that he is with you.
比如说第五节啦,
for example, verse 5,
还有12节啦,
verse 12,
都是说他在你中间,
that he is with you.
17节也是一样,
and verse 17 also,
神在中间,
God is with you.
那这个神在中间, 祂是施行拯救的,
that God is with you to save you,
是有能力的,
with strength he gives you.
祂默然爱你,
that he quietly loves you.
这里有一句话说默然爱你。
Quietly he loves you.
神的爱是一种默然的爱。
God's love is a subtle love.
有时候我在看这节圣经的时候，
Sometimes I read this particular verse.
有一种感觉啦。
I have a reflection.
好像说做父母的他爱儿女啊。
It's like a mother, she loves her children.
她没有一直跟你讲说我多么爱你。
She doesn't need to keep saying to her children, I love you.
但是你会体会到说你的父母是多么的爱你。
But you can vividly feel your parents love you.
比如说小孩子睡着了。
For example, the child has gone to sleep.
他没有盖棉被啊。
And the covers are not fully covered.
妈妈不会把他摇醒再给他盖棉被。
The mother is not going to wake her up in order to put the blanket on.
她怕吵醒她。
The mother is going to fear that she might wake her.
棉被轻轻地给她盖上去。
She would gently cover her blanket.
一种默然的爱。
It is a very subtle, very quiet love.
永远的爱。
It is an eternal love.
她对我们的爱是这样的。
And that is the kind of love we're talking about.
这个去年9月21号，台湾发生大地震。
Last year, the great earthquake in Taiwan.
很多地方房子倒，路也断。
Many places, the houses all collapsed and the roads were all completely severed.
桥也不能过。
And the bridges are all fallen.
有的路是拱起来了。
And many roads buckled.
很多人都要进到灾区里面。
And many people had to try to enter into these disaster areas.
所以塞车是塞得很厉害。
And of course, traffic was disastrous.
隔天啊。我就跟几个同工就进去了。
The day after, a few co-workers, along with myself, we tried to enter.
因为整个路都是车子。
Because the roads were plugged with cars.
后来我就骑摩托车进去了。
And later I decided to take a scooter.
因为摩托车比较方便。
Because it's simpler with a scooter.
那感谢主，我们东势的地方啊。
But thank the Lord that in our eastern
可以说是相当严重的。
In this particular church village of ours, it was a seriously hit.
那我们进去的时候有听到很多宝贵的见证。
And as we enter into an area, we heard so many wonderful testimonies.
有一个传道他本来从这个双旗要出来到东势。
A preacher who was coming from one city into this hard hit city.
因为地震的时候电线杆倒了。
And during the earthquake, the light standard, they came down.
所以这边的路也不通，那边的路也不通。
So all the roads were blocked.
结果逼着他走别条路。
And this forced him to go another way.
后来他才想起来。
Later, he realized.
如果他这一条路电线杆没有倒，他就过去了。
If the utility post did not come down and block the road, he would have gone that road.
那个时候就是东势王朝第一期的大楼要倒。
And that was the time when one of the high-rise in this hard-hit city, the high-rise came down.
他可能就会遇到这个大的灾难。
And very possibly he would be part of that.
后来我到这个古关之前差不多6公里的地方。
Later, I went toward another city about 6 kilometers away from the city.
那里有一间里冷教会。
There was a church there, Lila.
这个里冷教会啊，有一个张执事。
And in this church, there is a deacon, Zhang.
他有个媳妇住在东势王朝的二期啊。
And he has a daughter-in-law who lives in this hard-hit area.
因为那一天晚上，他这个先生上班去了。
That evening, her husband was working.
地震的时候，那个房门都变形了。
During the earthquake,
he 带两个孩子下来。
The whole building just changed shape. She let her two children.
因为都停电了。
Because electricity went out.
一个妈妈带两个孩子也是很害怕。
That a mother who is afraid herself, she had to lead her two children.
也感谢主都很平安。
But thank the Lord, they were at peace.
他那个孩子地震以后一个月鞋子都不敢脱。
That after the earthquake, her children for a whole month would not dare to take off their shoes.
妈妈说，你不脱鞋子，也要洗个脚啊。
Her mom said, you don't want to You have to wash your feet. You have to take off your shoes.
你看那个小孩子那种幼小的心灵哦，多么害怕。
You can imagine the great trauma this child must have experienced.
一个月都不敢脱鞋子。
That she did not dare to take off her shoes.
九月二十号的时候。
In September the 20th.
没有人知道会地震。
No one knew this was coming.
那一天晚上。
That evening.
有一个家庭聚会
There was a family service
张执事也有参加
And Deacon Zhang was there
那他的孩子有、两有一个也参加
And one of his children was there
那很奇妙的
Wonderfully
这个张执事本身啊他聚会以后他就回山上去了
That Deacon Zhang, after the service, he would go home, which is up on the mountain.
因为他山上有一个房子。
Because that's where his home is.
因为那时候是水果的采收季节。
At that time was the harvest time of the fruit crop.
他一定要到山上工作。
And he goes back home on top of the mountain to work.
结果他上山的时候啊。
As he scaled the mountain.
他也不知道会地震啊。
He had no idea the earthquake was coming.
祷告完就去睡觉。
After he prayed, he went to sleep.
啊。在凌晨哈、哦、啊一点四十七分的时候
，and around 1:47 in the morning，
真的是山崩地裂、啊。
It was as if the earth opened up, the mountain blew up。
耳朵旁边就好像听到有一种很大卡车这样隆隆隆一直过来的声音。
He said it sounded like as if there was a big truck right beside his ear coming at him。
他的房子哈、哦，所有的东西都东倒西歪。
House, every item was turned upside down.
就像我们坐飞机啊，遇到乱流一样。
It's just like when you're riding an airplane, you experience turbulence.
所有东西都倒下了。
Everything came down.
那反正主耶稣同在嘛。
But Jesus was with him.
所以心里就很平安。
His heart was always at peace.
天亮的时候
，When day broke，
他的执事娘哦，走出这个门外。
His wife came out of the house.
就尖叫声很大。
She screamed.
叫他先生的名字。
She screamed for her husband.
哦，那叫阿丹，然后就很大声这样尖叫。
Very loudly, she screamed her husband's name.
啊，他就跑出来。
He ran out.
以为发生什么事。
He thought, what happened?
原来他家的后面有一块250吨的大石头。
There was a big boulder behind their house that's about 250 tons.
不知道从哪里来的
No matter, he has no idea where that came from.
离他家的后门啊，差不多有十步左右而已。
And that boulder came to rest only about 10 steps away from their house.
他沿着果园这样看
And as they looked up the fruit land,
没有看到那个石头滚下来的痕迹啊。
They don't see the trace of that, how that boulder rolled down the hill. There's no trace.
就像那个炸开的挥出来的。
The boulder was as if it was blown up and landed there.
刚好掉在他家门口的后面。
And landed just in their backyard.
那如果没有神同在
，God is not with them.
怎么可能有这种事情
？How can that happen?
所以他看到那个石头啊，他就哭了。
So when he saw that boulder, he cried.
因为我们有去访问他
，and we visited him.
他就跟他开玩笑说：“你怎么那么爱哭？”
We even joked with him, said, "How come you like to cry so much?"
他说不是啊，真的很感动哎，看到石头就哭了。
He said, "It's true. I just look at the boulder, I have to cry."
啊，他就见证。
He bear his testimony.
他说主耶稣哈、哦、跟我们同在。
He said Jesus is with us.
聚那一天家庭聚会完哦。
That day after the family service,
他有一个孩子。
One of his child.
平常不住在人家家里的。
Is one that don't like to live in other people's home.
就是那个。家庭聚会那个屋主啊，就很热意的说，啊，明天哦，有一个丧礼啊，你不要到山上，就住在我家过夜好了。
And because of the master of the house where the family service was held was so kindly to offer the child that because there's a funeral service tomorrow, so don't bother going home up the mountain, just stay here tonight.
哦，结果他真的留在他家过夜。
And this child stayed at that home.
但是天亮的时候回到。他家不见了。
As that child returned home the next day,
因为
被 it was no home.
这个掉地震的时候啊，被压垮了。
Because his particular home was completely crushed.
他又有另外第四跟第五个孩子。
And he also has a fourth and fifth child.
那一天晚上
，That evening，
到山上去工作。
And they went back up the mountain to work.
那就是睡到一点的时候
，As they slept till about 1 a.m.
睡不着
，They simply can't sleep.
就想说出去到山上走一走。
So they thought, we'll just go out and stroll a bit.
因为他们有习惯到山上打猎。
Because they have the habit of hunting in the mountains.
就那时候睡不着。
But at that time, they just simply can't sleep.
结果当他们走到这个山上的林线的时候
，And as they scale the mountain,
哎，突然间大地震啊
！They felt the earthquake coming.
每一个人都抱一根树啊
！Everyone just took hold of a tree.
把那个树抱得很紧啊，在那边是哈利路亚，哈利路亚，在那边祷告。
And they embraced the tree and just say hallelujah and prayed.
等到天亮以后
，Till morning,
他们看到他们。晚上住的那个地方
，They look back at the home that they used to have，
已经都不见了
，Nothing left，
都被那个掉下来的沙石啊都盖住了
，Completely covered by the avalanche of rocks。
古关是一个风景区
，And this area used to be a scenic place，
但是路都断了
，But there's no roads left now。
所以真的是，如果没有神同在
，If God is not with them，
平常都会回家，他怎么会留在那里过夜？
Usually this person will go home. Why would he end up staying there that night?
如果不是神的同在
If God is not with them,
本来都很好睡，为什么一点睡不着？
Why is it suddenly they can't sleep that night?
哎，这个很奇妙呢。
This is wonderfully miraculous.
如果没有神在中间，那个大石头怎么会掉在他家刚好离十步的地方？
If God is not with them, how would that boulder end up about 10 paces away and not on the house?
所以有的路我们真的没有走过。
So there are many ways that we have never been.
但是我们知道谁掌管明天呢？
But we know who holds tomorrow.
谁掌管我们的生命？
We know who holds our life.
啊，所以我们每一天的日子，每一天的生活。
So our every single day.
啊，都应该交托在神的手里。
We have to know to entrust it into God's
也求主耶稣能够一生一世带领我们当走的路程。
And we also ask God to guide our every day.
有时候我们每一个人都曾经软弱过。
We all have our times of weakness.
就像以利亚一样。
Just like
在罗藤树下求死。
Just like Elijah, how upon the great tree he asked God to. He asked to die.
但是天使来拍醒他。
But angels came and awoke him.
哦，叫他起来吃，起来喝。
Tell him to get up, eat and drink.
后来他又睡着了。
But he fell asleep again.
天使又来拍醒他。
The angels came again.
哦，说你要起来吃，起来喝。
Telling him to get up, eat and drink.
你当走的路还很远呐。
There's so many a long way for you to walk still.
啊，其实我们人的一生当中
，In fact, our lives.
我们要知道我们当走的路。
We have to know what way we have to go on.
那我们也要能够互相啊，来。勉励
and we have to know how to help each other
啊，互相的扶持
to support each other
啊，能够一起来奔跑这一条天国路
so that this way is trod not alone but together
啊，也求主耶稣时常与我们同在
and we ask the Lord to always be with us
啊，祝福我们每一个家庭
to bless each and every family here
还有我们的教会
and our church
我们来唱诗。